So, Steve, we have Fabian, Michael, Peter, and yourself.
Me, Anthony.
Anthony, too. And Anthony says he will only be available for half an hour. You might want to start without waiting.
So, Anthony.
That works. Given that Anthony's only here for half an hour, we can just touch on any comments people want to make on the survey, I think. Because the main things we want to talk about today is the surveys, and then really talk about the communique and the face-to-face next week. So,
yes.
I don't know what we have to wrap up on the surveys other than people have already submitted now that all the materials that Amanda get hers in. I'm trying to remember.
No.
Not yet.
Not yet, okay. But Anthony's got his in, right?
Yes. Put it up.
Right.
So if you follow the draft page, you can see what the current page is. So we have, I put it up there. Every heading has at least some text to it, except for what are the requirements for employers.
Requirements, right. No, it's looking pretty good, actually. I mean, it's, about 8 pages, I'm guessing. We're looking at the number of screens now. If there's going to be a need for, executive summary, or should we just assume that this is not so long that people don't want to go through?
Well, you have, right, probably should have something like a summary. And, I mean, when it all comes together, I mean, Michael's going to add something, Amanda's going to add something, so it will probably be in the realm of 12 pages or. So,
we might want just a half a page abstract or something at the top so that. Especially if this is going to get some, media, pointing to it, people aren't going to want to read through 12 pages, even though it's great stuff, just to keep there. Even if it's just introducing, I guess the introduction, really, we could sort of say what this lays out are, requirements, curriculum, capturing the state of the current practice.
I think the executive summary ought to sort of have the look towards the future. In other words, what happens, what recommendations for action come out of this. I mean, we've got explicit recommendations for action at the end of the our bit, and I think some of the others might have as well.
And
that's where I like a good idea.
Yeah, and Fabian, you were there the last couple of times, and I believe even last year, the last thing was, I mean, someone stood up and reminded us we should sort of add some sort of preamble. So go look back on the last couple of communique. It starts off by explaining why we have this communique, and it's sort of a series of things that we have been doing all along every year. I mean, I guess one or two sentences. In that it would be in order, but I'm sure it's in your mind already.
Yes, what I'm waiting for is for all text to be there or not.
Can't hear you anymore.
Okay, but I vaguely remember we talked about funding before, but maybe you could. I don't know whether we need to talk about it right now because content is not really the organization, but maybe you could drop me a note what the direction of the funding is, because and that you have in mind, because depending on the direction, some things need to be mentioned in the summary and some don't. I'm not really sure what the funding sources are that you, or what you would want to be funded. I mean,
I didn't intend it to mean to be that explicit on the funding front, but basically to highlight priorities, action priorities, which then people could use as ammunition, if you like. That's what I'm saying. So in other words, rather than just simply a description of the state and even a description of a future curriculum, it would be a little more explicit on, and this is what we need to do next or first. That's kind
so
of what
you I'm really, saying. You really have an executive summary in mind, and not so much an introduction. You really, you want a summary of the whole document, highlighting the action items.
Exactly, exactly.
Okay.
Which would be titled something like Executive Summary. Yeah, I think the introduction would be more what Peter was talking about, sort of the context of the Ontology Summit and how this is one of the series and this one's focusing on education. But the Executive Summary would be what people who are out of context, just sort of coming in, the takeaway from this. And the takeaway is this group of people have, you know, laid out the requirements from the industrial perspective or user perspective, from a curricular content perspective, and identified the key actions that ought to be taking place first.
Yeah, okay. Gotcha.
Just sort of interpreting it for the reader who has no idea what this is all about. So I think it's in really good shape. I mean, I'm feeling really, I think of all the years, we're in the best shape as far as going into the meeting.
Oh, definitely.
To have something. So that's encouraging. Okay. Anthony, any other comments on the survey from your perspective before we lose you?
Not really, except that, I mean, if we do anything like this in the future, I think we need to make it clearer to people who are responding to the surveys exactly what the relationship between them is. The trouble is, as we mentioned in our thing, we got quite a lot of noise in our survey because people were filling it in when they haven't really got very much to say about current ontology education, and it's much more than to fill in the other surveys, but they didn't realize that they were coming because ours was launched first.
Yeah.
So somehow those three surveys were kind of launched on the community in a slightly haphazard way without it, you know, it being absolutely clear.
I don't think that was our fault. I think it's the respondent's fault. I mean, that one particular respondent, which I replied him. I mean, he didn't read. I mean, I was extremely clear that this is the first of the three, and this one you only need to be an educator to respond. I mean, he's a consultant and he's a sort of professional services person, and he jumped in. Wasn't our fault.
But I mean, even so, we got a lot of respondents who were largely filling in not applicable and stuff. So it wasn't just that one person, I think.
Yeah.
But maybe it's not. It's really not applicable. We also ask people if they know about others. They could tell us.
Well, but most questions were guided to people who are doing education. I mean, that is a legit criticism. I mean, and it wasn't designed in a way that you know when you. On the first page, it asks, "Are you an educator?" And if it would have been a smarter tool, you might have been able to
go to the end.
Go to the directly to the end. Exactly. But that didn't really happen. So,
rolling out the surveys, I think we could have, in retrospect, probably handled it a little better. But fair enough.
No.
Okay.
Still,
well,
I think we got some valuable data from it.
No question. Yeah, I think absolutely. So, it's I think it really adds a lot of weight to the conclusions we're coming up with because we have all that data to draw upon. So, I think it adds a lot to the credibility of the kind of things we're saying in the communique. So that's great. Okay. Well, we're sort of sliding then in that case from the survey right into the communique status review, but we've already been talking about that as well. I think that seems to be in hand. Fabian's already articulated, waiting on Amanda's input, and then Michael's going to put his input in, and then you guys are going to go into editorial mode, I gather, and we'll be in pretty good shape, I think, for Monday then when we come in.
We need to be... we need to be in shape on Thursday, I hope, right? That's the...
good point, yeah.
What's the agenda for Thursday? Are we having a telecon on Thursday?
I'm kind of getting lost.
Yeah, exactly. If you look at the agenda today, it's the third bullet, the final, the last virtual community session, review and alignment of draft deliverables and final think-up. So Barry's chairing, and basically it's going to be Barry and Fabian, I think, really taking us through the communique, the way I understand it, and probably people coming up with all kinds of suggestions. Oh, we should do this, we should have that, like an introduction, an executive summary, etc. What we could have been talking about a little bit right now, but with a broader audience.
Right.
So that'll be good. I think that's very timely. You're right, Bobby, and then it's just polishing after that, hopefully. And
collecting questions. I mean, we talked about the thing that we wanted to restrict the ability of coming with completely new questions on that today. So we need probably to, I'm not sure, who's going to collect them? Where are people supposed to put their questions if they want to announce them?
Or at the face-to-face itself, or
no,
during
before.
The Thursday meeting?
Well, not. I would think that between, we launch the thing, I don't know, if you're lucky, be able to put it out on Wednesday evening, probably. And from then to Wednesday, I would assume that if anybody who wants and should be able to submit things they want to discuss, right?
From then until when?
Sunday. Monday?
Right. Well, Sunday. Well, yeah, till Monday morning, I guess.
Well, I'm not sure how flexible we want to be, but there's not too much. So anyhow, anytime. So before the summit, the face-to-face starts, they should be able to they should be able to announce the questions or the topics they want to discuss. So the question is, how do we organize that?
Right. We probably ought to, I would suggest, have a wiki page with sort of new input kind of thing. I'm just trying to think where we've put it. I suppose we put it under the symposium. I'm looking, trying to pull up the symposium page. I'm sounding distracted here. What do you think, Peter? Some kind of a...
Yeah, we on most of our meeting pages, we have sort of a section on agenda ideas. I mean, we could have a
right.
section called agenda ideas and invite people to post there, I suppose.
Well, that's a little too broad. I'd rather have it because we don't want the agenda to be all over the place. In fact, I've got to take it upon myself with Barry to finalize the agenda.
Right. That's exactly why they are all confined into one section that is called ideas. It doesn't mean the chair will accept those ideas. So it's an area for people to provide input.
Yeah. Okay. Questions. All right. So this is just the agenda ideas.
Maybe we can. Your agenda. I don't. Have already large segments with time designated names to it, right?
Yeah, both of them have designated leaders for discussions, but not all. The Tuesday ones, for example, don't have names associated with them yet. The Tuesday morning discussion sessions.
So I'm just wondering whether we can have people designate. Link their questions to a particular time slot. I'm just wondering whether it's better to have some more structure than give a very just ask them for questions. If we give a little bit more structure than they the questions are going to be more specific.
That's true. And we do have, of course, topical times like the discussions on Tuesday are on, the first one is on recommendations on requirements and certification, and the second one is recommendations on the core expertise. So we could maybe lump them in to say, try and break it into one of those two areas, requirements, certification, or content, basically. That's a good idea. Let me think about that a little bit. And I'm trying to see on the symposium page, I don't see specifically a place for agenda ideas. But maybe Peter and I, we can work on that, structuring that thing.
Right.
A little bit. So, okay. So, back to today's agenda then. So we've got...
So, Fabian, maybe on this Thursday session, you can have one segment of the discussion asking people, I mean, if there are things you want discussed, I mean, this is the time to bring it up now, or something like that, or add that to your agenda for this Thursday.
Yeah, we certainly should talk about, but at that time, I need to do something like a wiki page and point people to and say, if you want to raise topics, please don't just write it down in the chat room, but put it there on the wiki page so that we collected them there and bury them, order them in a separate way.
Yeah, if I may suggest, actually only a minor percentage of the people are comfortable going to the wiki. So after you have the section on the wiki, maybe it's good to at least make a post to the Ontology Summit list and tell people that section is there. They could go in, or if they could reply to this thread with their ideas. So you could accept input from the mail by
email
on the mailing list. I think that's sort of slightly more friendly.
Yeah.
Okay, that just means we have to dig in and pull it out of the email, but yeah.
But it's easy enough. I mean, I don't think you're going to have long sort of thesis. But
right.
You don't know. Yeah.
Okay, well, what I will do between now and Thursday is I will work on this wiki, maybe put in a sub-page for open for new ideas, new issues, questions, agenda, thoughts, something like that. I can't remember. Well, I'll think of some good word. Put it near the top somewhere so that people can just click on it and start filling it with things. And then as they come in, Barry and I can be fleshing out the agenda that's on that page. Okay, I will take that action.
I've got to go now. Anthony here.
Okay. Well, thanks for stopping in, and we'll see you Thursday then. Is that right?
Yeah. I hope so. It may be a bit difficult, but I'll do my best.
Okay. Thanks very much.
Bye.
May I also suggest that you, when you make a post, I mean, either Steve Berry or Fabian, provide a deadline so that people are specifically informed that, I mean, they should get their ideas in on or before such a time. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, that's up to Steve. And Gary, of course, until when they want to finish up their agenda. How much time you want to give?
Yeah, that's true. Maybe, well, I'll be traveling Sunday, or maybe Saturday night would be the end or something like that. Yeah, I guess, okay.
Thursday night or Friday night being the end is not unreasonable.
Yeah, that's true. Maybe I should say.
Yeah, Thursday night. Since we're meeting Thursday during the daytime, and if people have immediate ideas, I mean, they could do it right afterwards.
So it's not daytime in Europe or China, for example. Well, I'll give them until Friday night.
And I mean, there might be people who are just not calling in, but still following the emails and or have been attending previous session and going to be at the face-to-face, so we need to give people the opportunity to catch up with the emails. Because we are not going to be able to publish the draft until Wednesday evening.
Right. I'll give until Friday evening, whatever that means for wherever you are in the world. A rolling deadline. Fair enough. Okay, so that's good. So that'll help us nail down the nature of the agenda itself. We got the communique in place. We got the agenda then refining. We don't seem to have any phone media feedback. I never heard back from Joe Jackson of Government Computer News. And Peter, you were saying you thought he was gone anyway, right?
I have a feeling that because I was sort of Googling, and I don't see him associated with GCN anymore. But he's still in the media, though. I recognize some sort of publication, but not GCN.
Well, maybe I'll.
So he might have a new email address, and I actually was trying to look for it and couldn't sort of get my hands onto one.
Okay, I'll send it to Wyatt Cash, who was actually Joe's boss.
All right,
he did. He's communicated with me on a couple times, so maybe he's still at GCN. Yeah, I'll have to figure that out. But it would be great if we had at least one first person, you know, because all it needs is one to show up, and then it sort of becomes viral a little bit.
Mm.
I don't think anything happened with the NIST publicity people, but I can maybe check on that too.
Yeah, I've already posted a collection of Ontology Summit 2010 showing up on the web. It's quite a few. If you look,
really?
Yeah, below the page on Ontology Summit, under sort of Ontology Summit 2010 on the internet and blogosphere, there's quite a few, although mostly announcements. There's one piece.
I'm here. Let's see. Go ahead.
Ontology Summit page.
Oh, yeah, I see it in the news, blogosphere, and literature.
Right, right.
UWC, right. Huh.
And that's one piece I put together for the Millennium Project site, which I think is okay, if you like
okay.
to be a little bit forward-looking. And
yeah, we have a long hashtag, but I guess that's okay.
Yeah. So Denise Bedford did one job for us at NCOS Sandy Workshop last year. And, I mean, C.A. Bick has us listed. Ed Dodds, I mean, in the health ontology area, has been a very active pushing us. And the piece I'm talking about is the 2AS51.
Yeah,
that describes the real time Delphi study, sort of why we were doing it.
Right.
Yeah.
Okay, and I CC'd you. I sent back to Denise Bedford. I think it's sent it back to CC'd you. But anyway, on if she's going to want to sponsor any refreshments during the face-to-face. So we'll see. Let her decide on that. Okay, well, I don't think we have any other outstanding open issues that we need to worry about. We've got about 8 confirmed people for the Dogfish Ale House evening. I made a reservation for 12, assuming a few other people will probably chime in.
I'm not in your 8. I should.
I assumed you would be, so I
you assume
went ahead and added you.
Okay.
My own personal metrics, I think, is coming.
Right. So,
how many people are registered?
The only report we've gotten had 26, but
that was last week.
last week, yeah. So I think we probably have more. I think, you, Peter, you asked Mark for an update on that, right?
But I didn't get a reply yet. Because when he replies, I'm going to put everything up. I would suspect, I mean, the 26th sort of didn't include, I guess, a lot of maybe NIST people who might be showing up to,
So definitely didn't include me because...
Right, and I'm sure you will be showing up. And then at least we know John Sower and Aaron Monjab will be joining. So I would suspect maybe 30 some. Probably around 40. Definitely less than before. Before we have something like 60 to 70. But I'm hoping that we are getting more people on the phone this year.
Mm-hmm.
I have one more question before we close. Is on the what I am now labeling as post symposium summit follow up sessions. So far, I only have the one from John Sower. We did ask others if they wanted to hold one to contact you. Did anyone contact you, Steve?
No.
Okay.
Not that I noticed in my inflow.
All right. So, I mean, if anybody, I mean, I guess either the open floor plan people might want to do it, but you're close to that group,
no.
You would know. I would suspect maybe Jim Disbrough might want to do it.
Well, right now we have John Sower, we have the Pat Cassidy, is that right?
But that's the same session.
Oh, it is the same session.
John Sower is sort of merging Pat Cassidy's idea, the OOR, and of course his letters of theory into one implementation that people have argued for the last 10 years and sort of want to sort of take it from talk to action. That's essentially the session.
Yeah, now the open floor plan, folks, we are actively engaged with the weekly telecons anyway, so, but most, we're so spread out. I mean, actually, there are three of us out here on the West Coast, one in the Midwest, and Deb McPherson who's coming to the meeting, but other than that, we're not going to need one, I don't think.
Yeah, it's only meaningful if you're all spread out and then most of the people are showing up at the summit, and then you can have sort of a bird of a feather or some sort of face-to-face gathering. Short of that, I guess.
Even though this is slightly out of scope of the Ontology Summit, Peter, are you aware now I have two meetings lined up for Cuomo's with OU directors?
Right, I am well aware of that. But one of them is during John Sower's session.
It's after 45 minutes of John Sower's session, right. So I at least will flip out at that point. You may want to stick around with John Sower.
I probably would, yeah.
Yeah. But, I thought it would be worth it just to get the, in the longer term, sowing the seeds of future support for Cuomo. So anyway, okay. Well, that's it.
But on that meeting, you want also to explore further support on ongoing summits. So don't forget that as part of your agenda.
All right. You mean the future of NIST hosting these summits?
Yes. Right.
The future of NIST hosting, and it might be kind of nice the future of NIST supporting in other ways too. Right. Peter and I have talked about this, but speaking
some immediate problem with that. At least from MSID point of view. MSID is not going to be longer. I mean, manufacturing lab is going to be dissolved. We're going to move to something, some bigger unit. And the problem is that the mission of interoperability is not going to be in the bigger unit that we are going to end up in.
Oh, no.
It's going to be at ITL.
What's disappearing? MSID or MEL?
MEL is
disappearing.
Oh, MEL is going to be an engineering. The name is not settled yet, but engineering lab or whatever. I think it's not even called lab, but it's with the fire people, fire learning people together. And the problem is that the mission of interoperability is not going to end up at that unit. It is the mission of interoperability is going to be part of ITL. So people to talk to when it comes to Interoperability Week and supporting ontology as, you know, solution for interoperability problems is probably the units and the ITL unit.
That's one.
So that's exactly, that's exactly what Steve is going to do. So, yeah.
Oh, okay.
I'm meeting with Peter Forlani on Tuesday afternoon at 4:30. So that's exactly what Peter's talking about. But I
can come in here to rescue us. Feel free.
Yeah. Although, well, as I understand it, maybe you can verify it, Bobby, for me. I thought the MSID was going to be joining the Building and Fire Research Lab.
Yes. Yes, well,
okay,
they get a new name. I mean, MSID and,
right,
and other parts of MEL, some other parts of MEL are going to be joining them under the name, I think, engineering and something. But,
yeah,
but you think that interoperability won't be like a research problem anymore in this new lab.
I'm questioning a little bit, because VFRL itself has been addressing interoperability problems for some time.
From what I understand, that of course, I mean, from what I understand, the word interoperability is going to pop up as the mission of the new ITL lab.
Okay.
And since before it never was their thing, I don't know whether it will exclude that we are also doing it, but you know from your own experience the problem of, you know, if somebody else has it in the commission, then there might be political problems that we are doing.
Except that, well, obviously there's sort of abstract interoperability and there's domain-specific interoperability, because certainly in VFRL they've been doing work on, say, BACnet and building information model, things like that, for construction, and manufacturing interoperability will still be a problem out there, whether or not, you know, it's in someone's mission statement or not. So it seems to me, I would like to think that ITL would approach it in, you know, they've always sort of had this issue of they've got the sort of context-free technology and they need to team up with the domain laboratories in the past for context in which to approach the application of those technologies.
Well, I'm just saying that as long as we're doing ontology, especially ontology, and the ontolog forum, where it isn't very specialized in any domain, it will be certainly, it would have been much easier for everybody if we would have ended up there, but it seems that the internal politics led us to not do that.
Yeah, I tried. So anyway, okay. Enough of this. I think we're done with today's getting organized. I think we're in pretty good shape.
Very good shape. Congratulations, everyone. Great organizing committee this year. Question. So this will be the last organizing committee meeting before the end of the summit. Do we want to schedule a post-summit, sort of post-mortem meeting now, or do we decide later? I mean, we can sort of arbitrarily set up a date.
Yeah, well,
before
we
forget.
Open to arbitrarily setting up a date. Let's see.
Like maybe the 23rd or the 30th. 23rd or the 30th. I mean, we can do 23rd because it's right after the Tuesday right after, or we can do 30th just to give ourselves a break. I mean, either way, I'm happy.
I'd say, you know what, the longer you wait, the more pale it will seem. I'd suggest we just go ahead and do the 23rd to, what will happen probably is we'll want to, talk about packaging, advertising, if you like, you know, getting out the communique. It's more about marketing at that point. We've done this thing. We've got the results. It's on the web, but now we have to let people know about it and stuff. And there's no reason to wait on that. I'd say we want to go ahead and, the longer we wait, the more stale it becomes. So I'd recommend we just go ahead and set up for Tuesday the 23rd at the same time.
Uh-huh. Okay, great.
Michael, you okay with that?
Yeah,
no?
Sounds good. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to write in my calendar right now. Post-mortem, but it sounds so dour, but anyway.
But it's an it's actually a technical term. I mean, it's a project management term. Right, I know that is sort of the term for some other people, but for project management, postmortem actually is the real thing. It's a
domain in the domain vocabulary.
Fair enough, fair enough. Okay, well, very good. So let's assume that, and we can even remind people when they're at the face-to-face, the symposium, that there will be this follow-up call for those who want to get involved, and certainly for the organizing committee. Mm-hmm. And then we'll try and extract as much goodness out of this after all the work we put into it.
Yep.
Great year.
Okay, very good. I think we're done.
Thank you. Bye.
All right.
Bye. All right.
Take care. Bye.